This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Most of us never realize that we're passing into another state unless we happen to be on a highway with a big welcome sign. But along the border between North and South Carolina, there are issues. Towns, roads, even some homes are split by the border. A surveying team is in the process of trying to sort out who lives in which state. Gary Thompson is working to reestablish the original North Carolina state line, and he's section chief of the North Carolina Geodetic Survey. He joins me now to talk about it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So what guide do you use to determine the state line between, we're talking in this case, North Carolina and South Carolina?
We use the guidance of simple surveying practice. We retrace the footsteps of the original surveyors. And by statute, our job is to reestablish the state boundary.
You say the original surveyors, but that's not the guys that were out there in 1982. We're talking about very old surveyors.
Right. The original state boundary between North Carolina and South Carolina, the first section was surveyed in 1735 to 1737. And then sections after that were surveyed in 1764, 1772, 1815. And then there was some resurveys done, one in 1813 and then one in 1905 and 1928. And a lot of times you'll hear people say that we're changing the boundary, but we're not. We're reestablishing where it was originally surveyed in those original surveys.
But I don't understand, because if it was there, I mean, what has changed? If you're not changing the line, what are you reestablishing? Why do you have to reestablish?
Over the years, for example, let's go to the 1772 section, which was basically from Union County to Polk County, North Carolina. There was a stone set at the east end and one at where now Lake Wylie is, and then one at the west end. And all the other monumentation was blazed trees. Well, obviously, blazed trees in 1772 have deteriorated. So over the years, the two states didn't maintain the state boundary. And so local governments, other state agencies, federal agencies used the best available data they had to interpret where the state boundary was. And what we found was their interpretations didn't always agree. And so you have different interpretations where the state boundary, which causes confusion. And so that's the purpose, is to reestablish it, permanently mark it, and assign state plane coordinates to it. So future generations will not have this problem.
So you're actually walking in Polk County, the line, and trying to look for trees and stones and markers? I mean, are you on the ground walking this path?
Well, the first section, which was started at the corner on the Satuga River, which is where North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia all corner, that section was a straight line section, but then it followed a ridgeline for approximately 54 miles. So that was a physical feature that we had to survey. So in that case, yes, we actually walked that whole section.
So this line, which has been becoming the line, has gotten a little shady in the last 100 years. And so there are some people who technically should be North Carolina residents who have been living in South Carolina and vice versa. There are, though, ramifications when you change states. Are you the guy who actually stands on the doorstep knocking on the door and say, "I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, but you are no longer living in North Carolina"?
We went out and talked to them, and then we also sent letters to them saying, here's the results of our reestablished boundary, this is where the location, how will it impact it? Because we could sit down and try to figure out all the impacts, but we were afraid we might miss something, so we wanted input from them. So we contacted everybody that would be impacted, and they provided us input.
There are logistical challenges that happen when you change states, when you change residency of states. You are putting up legislation through the General Assembly, which would help with things like utilities, school districts, taxes. Talk a little bit about what you hope to do to minimize the impact in that realm.
Taxes, we're looking to protect these individuals so that once the state boundary is officially adopted, that either North or South Carolina can't come back and say, you were always living in North Carolina, now you owe us back taxes. So we're developing legislation to protect them for that. As far as the utilities, we have a proposed bill that would allow them to keep their utilities from who they're providing it. School children, allow them to continue to finish school where they're going to school. A proposed legislation to deal with in-state tuition for any people that live in these impacted homes.
But there are some things that you can't get around, like a driver's license or like voting, that someone's now going to have a new governor.
Correct. And there's some things legislatively that probably we can't do, but we're doing everything that we think is possible to minimize the impact to these citizens.
Is this common? I mean, this must happen in states all across the country, that these state lines are not redrawn but reestablished.
We we discussed this with other states to see if any other states had gone through this effort. And it appears that we're kind of in the first to do this. I won't say the first to do this, but to go to take it this far where we had this many impacts. So we're doing everything that we can to make sure that the impact is minimized best we can.
So you've got South Carolina covered, but North Carolina has a lot of other states that it touches. What about Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia?
Well, the next effort will be on the North Carolina-Virginia boundary. It was originally surveyed, the first section, in 1728 and 1729 by William Byrd, and then the last section was surveyed in 1749 by Joseph Fry and Peter Jefferson, who Peter Jefferson was Thomas Jefferson's father. That will be our next effort to work with Virginia to reestablish that boundary.
So you have some more walking ahead of you.
Have some more walking to do, and then that leaves Georgia and Tennessee.
I think the greatest thing about this is that, yes, if you are in North Carolina or South Carolina now, you can get help from the legislature, we hope, General Assembly, for some of these little problems. But if the line runs straight through your house, you get to decide which side you want to be on.
Well, there's different statutes. There's the election laws in both states that define where you would vote if a county or state boundary goes through your home. And the statute denotes that is where your master bedroom is. That is where you would vote.
The master bedroom.
Master bedroom, yes, correct.
I guess that's where you spend most of your time.
I guess.
Good. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Gary Thompson is Section Chief of the North Carolina Geodetic Survey. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.